שלום לכולם, אנחנו קוראים בתורה.
Hello everyone, we are reading in the study of the 10 ספירות.
תפילה משותפת לבורא.
We'll raise a mutual prayer to the Creator and we'll start with a preparation clip. Rav, you get impressions from the future, not from the present only, but from the future, from the goal, that you will start advancing to it by yourself. Meaning, from here, that the light will illuminate upon you, and by these external forces, you will march forward towards it. Meaning, you on your own build the phases and the combination of the forces, and you really make of yourself that form. From all the data, from your will to receive, your screen, enlivenment, reshimot, everything is there, but the execution, the search for this form, this is upon you. Reader, we are reading together in the study of Ten Sefirot in Volume 1, Part 4, Chapter 2.
Daf Resh Chaf. אנחנו קוראים באות וו.
We are reading in Item Number 6. The headline,
Malchut eina manicha.
Malchut does not leave a record. Item number 6. However, when the light of Malchut departs, she does not leave a record in her vessel, for there is no sfira beneath her to receive from her. Although there will be other worlds beneath her, receiving from her, it is not their kind and she has no adhesion with them, as there is adhesion with the ten sefirot of each and every world in and end of itself. Item 6, an inner light, it explained the light of Malchut. Because it is a female light, receiving for herself and not bestowing. Because of it, her ten sefirot and the degree, as it is only reflected light. Hence, she does not leave a record, as a record is only the remains of the expansion of direct light that remains there, as the Ari says. Also, there is no cessation in the upper light here, for the lower one is completely dependent on the upper one. But the upper one does not need the lower one. Item number 7 explains, it is not their kind. Number 7, because they come in a renewed form of chorusness, she has no adhesion with them. As adhesion means equivalence of form, while separation and difference mean disparity of form.
Clip.
A clip.
What's
special about Malchut? She doesn't leave a record. Why does that mean that she doesn't leave a record? Malchut, that's called Ratzon, desire to receive. That is the Malchut. And prior to Malchut, we have Keter Chochma Bina Chesed Gvoa Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod.
Tet Rishonot.
The first nine, the upper nine.
Tetrishonot.
Those first nine, these are qualities of the Creator.
Tchunot hashpa
leminayim. Qualities of bestowing, all kinds. Malchut, That's the great being.
Ratzon lekabel.
Will to receive.
Malchut.
Malchut works on her material and the will to receive in order to resemble the Yesod,
Hod,
Netzach, and so on, all the way to Keter. She makes herself resembling the upper nine, and then the Malchut, when she resembles herself to the first nine, all in all, that is called Parzuf. She can't resemble herself to the first nine. By what is she doing that? With a screen. And she can't do it. What happens? The paint departs. Light departs, Malchut remains, the first nine leaves her. It's not in a Reshimo. What's left is Reshimot of first nine, records of first nine. They are like a memory from past state that she had when she had force. The screen depleted, there is no screen, there is no connection between Malchut and the first nine. There are records that if later on Malchut will regain this screen, then she will realize those records, and again she will have Parzuf. That's why Malchut doesn't leave Reshimo. She doesn't have Reshimo. What Reshimo does she have? Either she has a desire in the screen, or she doesn't have a screen. If she doesn't have a screen, then the desire on its own is not a function in spirituality. We move on to item number 7 in chapter 2. The headline is, all the Sefirot leave records in their place after they depart, except for Malchut. Item number 7. It turns out that all those Sefirot leave a record in their place and in their vessel when they want to depart and ascend. However, the light of Malchut does not leave a record in its vessel. Only the record that the light of Yesod left in its vessel. The illumination is extended from there to the vessel of Malchut after the departure of her light.
Clip.
Reshimot
are like data that I can fulfill on myself. The first nine, that's bestowed, qualities of the Creator. I have now records. What are the qualities of the Creator? It's as if as examples. If I can execute them by the screen on my material, then my material, along with the Reshimot, with the records, when I arrange my material to bestow by the records, it turns out that I make a parzuf is from my material, and I make it to an example of bestowal to the Creator. That's all in all what I do. I have a dugma, example from the action of the Creator. The difference is that one time I receive an example of bestowing, and one time I need to do it on my own from the records. Item number 8, reader, item number 8, headline is, Malchut is called poor since she does not leave a record, for she has nothing of her own. Item number 8. There is another reason why Malchut is called poor, for she has nothing of her own.
Aspaklaria delon hara.
And also a mirror without light. It is because her vessel does not shine at all when she ascends and the light leaves her, as no light remains in her, even as a record. Even the sustenance of that vessel does not come from her own light, but from the record that remains in the vessel of Yesod. From there it sustains and shines in the vessel of Malchut. That is why it is said she has nothing of her own. Why does that mean that a kli of Yesod illuminates to Malchut? That all in all, what's in the first nine, that illuminates to Malchut. Why? Because the Yesod is built. Yesod, we spoke about it. The Yesod, the first nine, is built in a very special way. Ketech Mabina, they are called Gal. First three. Chesed Gvura Tiferet, they are like Gal. Chesed like Keter, Chochma like Gvura, and Tiferet like Bina.
Netzach
Hod Yesod. Netzach, that is called the giving from above downward.
Hod.
Hod, that is called vessel of reception that receives that. Yesod, that is called that it is actually receiving. And then from here, it is brought to Malchut. In what way is it brought to Malchut? Malchut cannot receive. By a screen here, she resembles herself to everything that she receives from above. That's why this vessel that is called Yesod is called that it illuminates to Malchut. Malchut is making a screen here, reflected light, and conducts herself from below upward. She doesn't want to receive anything. She wants in her rejection to resemble the first nine, to be in giving, like the first nine. That's why we ascribe all the actions from Yesod to Malchut. But Yesod is called Kol, all. It is actually the sum of the first eight. All the previous Sfirot, they are in Yesod. Like I said, Netzach, that's the light, Hod, that's the vessel, and Yesod, that is the light inside the vessel. And it all comes to the Malchut. Reader, we continue in item 8, in inner light, it explained why is the Malchut poor, for she has nothing of her own. Number 8. The Ari has already written why Malchut is called without light. It is because the second expansion, in the second expansion, 10 Sfirot were extended only on the level of Chochmah, and the light of Keter remained concealed in the Peh. It turns out that the light of Chochmah comes in a vessel of Keter, the light of Bina in the vessel of Chochmah, the light of Zeranpin in the vessel of Bina, and the light of Malchut in the vessel of Zeranpin. Thus, the vessel of Malchut is left without a light. Hence the name, a mirror without a light. He adds another reason here that Malchut did not leave a record behind her in the first
expansion.
We might ask if the light of Keter disappeared from the second expansion, the vessel of Keter should have remained there without light. Why were the lights switched? The light of Chokhmah came in the vessel of Keter until the vessel of Malchut remained without light. It has already been explained in the inner observation that the conduct of the lights is to clothe only in the most refined vessels in the Parzuf. Even if there is only the light of Nefesh there, it clothes only the highest vessel, namely Keter, while the lower nine remain without light.
עיין שם היטב. אותת. כותרת.
Item number 9. Words of the Arili. Headline is two kinds of light remain in the vessel after the departure. A. Reflected light, which is judgment. B. The records, which are direct light and mercy.
אותת. הנה נתבאר לנו על ידי בית הקדמות אלו.
We have now learned by these two
אף בעת חזרת אורותיהם
introductions how the vessels of the ספירות, even when their lights return and depart to the emanator, still have two kinds of lights.
אור חוזר.
The first is called reflected light, and it is judgment. The second is the light that remains in the vessel, called a record. This is direct light and mercy, because it remains there from the phase of the lights that emerged from above downward as direct light.
תת קטנה מבארת בית מיני.
Inner light number 9 explains two kinds of lights. Number 9. The first expansion, extended by the broadening of Malchut from her and within her to 10 Sfirot down to the Malchut of the Guf, is extended from above downward as clothing, and it is called direct light and mercy.
Yashar Rachamim. V'chein kol ha'reshimot ha'nish'arot.
Also, all the records that remain of these 10 Sfirot after the departure of that light are also direct light, mercy.
Yashar Rachamim. Ela,
but as a small illumination called a record. However, these levels that emerge through a coupling by striking, as Malchut ascends and refines from below upward, degree by degree, until all the light departs, all these levels are called reflected light, judgment, since the levels gradually diminish until they depart completely.
Clip.
Reshimo is that same light, but because it cannot be realized, meaning to be felt inside us as a quality of bestowal. In fact, that's why it shows to us like kind of a memory, something that doesn't have any force in it. I have a desire, I would like to want something, but I don't have any force. Let's say like that. Can't do it. That is called Rishimo. In the record. In the Rishimo, there is all the data, everything that belongs to the state itself, but it is doesn't have any force. Let's say like that. Rishimo, it's not some kind of vague state. It's a very clear and understood state to the littlest details all the way to the end. But what? There is no force. Meaning there is a clear program, plan. I know it very well. I tested it 101 times. I don't have the money to go through with it. Usually, companionship is money and knowledge. The two partners. One compensates for the other. So there is no force of executing, no money. But all the knowledge is there. It's called a record. Meaning that the Rishimo comes to a person that he understands his state, he knows the next state, he knows how he needs to go through that, but he sees that I'm weak. I don't have the force to overcome my nature. I have to disconnect from my profit, what I take now in the vessels of reception. I can't do it. I can. I don't know, but I know the rules. That is called that the Rishimo is awakened. But in there is Rishimo that are more scrutinized, and there are Rishimo that are less scrutinized, meaning a person that is in development, then he has more states, more clear states, less vague, more vague. But all in all, the main difference is in the force of the execution. We reached item number 10, words of the Ari. The headline is, the chorus light that does not depart becomes a vessel, and the reflected light and the records remain in it. Number 10. It turns out that in the world of Akudim, although at that time the making of the vessels had not been completed, nevertheless, the phases and existence from which they were made, which is coarse light that is connected with refined light, had already been there. When the refined light returns upward, the coarse light remains below. And this is the phase of the vessels themselves. There, in that coarse light, which is the phase of the vessels, the refined light left the above two phases. One, direct light, a record, two, reflected light.
Ot yud ktana, klomar. כשהאור מתפשט ממלכות של ראש
למטה. Inner light, number 10. When the light expands from מלכות of the ראש down to the goof, that light consists of direct light and reflected light, as they clothe one another in the ראש. This direct light is called refined light, and reflected light is called coerced light. Since it is extended by the force of the coarseness and restriction in the screen of Malchut of the Rosh.
ואף על פי שלמעלה בראש אין בו שום היכר של עוביות.
There is no recognition of coarseness above in the Rosh, since it ascends and clothes the upper nine from the screen upward. And the force of the coarseness cannot operate above the place of its manifestation and existence even a bit. However, afterwards, this reflected light expands and descends once more with its direct light from Malchut of the Rosh downward. Then the coarseness in the screen is certainly in it, though it is not at all regarded as a drawback. For its entire merit is connected with it, the coarseness, as there wouldn't have been any light in the Partsuf without it. Indeed, when the light finally departs from the Partsuf and the coarseness is emptied of that direct light that is clothed in it, then the full demerit and ignobility of that coarseness compared to the direct light is revealed. The Arirites remain below. It means that after the refined light had been emptied of the coarse light, meaning once the direct light departed and was pulled out of the reflected light that clothed it, the coarse light remained below. In other words, the demerit of the reflected light compared to the direct light was revealed. That is why it is said that after the return of the refined light upwards, the coarse light that remained below is the phase of the vessels themselves. In other words, this reflected light that had been emptied of the direct light after its first expansion in the entire substance of the vessels in the Partsuf, called the first expansion of Ak, or Partsuf Galgalta of Ak, the record and the sparks of the descending reflected light clothed inside it. We shall now see that these records and the sparks of the reflected light became and were corrected as the vessels following the Partsuf called second expansion or Ab. We have preparation to all the states that we need to go through. The matter is simple. Comes a period of time in our development that we begin to understand that up to here I used to live like an animal according to the orders of nature. Here, all this development is according to nature. According to nature, from here onward, when this last Reshimo, the first spiritual one for me to awaken, from here onwards is not according to nature, but according to how I understand and how I agree and how I want. It's true that I have behind me a clear data, some kind of an example ahead of me, and that to that example I need to reach, and I don't understand why I need to be like that, but the example is always there. The desire to be in that example, to enter it, to be like it, that is my work, because this is contradicting my material. Why should I have this work? Because in it I start to understand this example, to appreciate it, to identify with it, then I make it. Like a child who's doing some actions to resemble the older ones, then he becomes older. He's just parroting them like a monkey. All kinds of stuff that he sees that the older people do. And from that, he buys himself the intelligence of the bigger ones. So when I do this example, then I really acquire this. It becomes mine. And if I would go through the examples without my participation, without understanding, without the identification, then I would remain in the living, in the animal degree. Animal degree, it's called that the life passes by it. Speaking is that he takes the examples of life, he determines them, so we cannot rise from one degree to another, from one state to another. If we know, unless we know where we are at, where we need to go, what reshimo, what to fulfill, we need to be in complete participation, a conscious one. Otherwise, we're like a cat sleeping, life goes by. A person is also like a regular person. Meaning, realizing these records are is essential for us. So, if I'm in a state that I'm here, I don't want to fulfill this reshimo, this record, I will not move. Then I will get pressure, surrounding lights, pressure me, and I will feel them as a pain. And this sensation, it will obligate me to realize this record with awareness, with acknowledgement. Otherwise, there is no progression. Because all these degrees,
there
are degrees of the growth of the of the Adam. You make from yourself Adam. Now you're a Behema, you're a beast. You make from yourself with this attitude towards nature as Adam. When you realize all this all the way up, you become equal like the Creator. That's why it's called Adam, from the word Dome, Dome, resembling the Creator. So, surely we don't have thing to say about we have a bad life, a good life. You can't do anything. Also, shouting past these sufferings from me to pray that you have a good life. You understand, this is silly for a person to pray that his life is going to be changed, because all this situation, what you receive, it is actually the components of those forces that you need. You need just to realize it correctly, to arrange it correctly, in order to enter the next degree. Then you say, oh, don't bring that to me. This is contradicting the development, so why not to bring it? That's why the correct prayer, that's called an intention, that you know what you want to reach to, and that is what you're yearning to. And forces to that, that is what you demand. Then you are rewarded. Ending announcement. Dear friends, you are invited to a World Kabbalah Convention, Rising Above Reason, May 18th, 19th, 2024. For details and enlistment, enter convention.cli.1. We will end.